Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Ralph Grogan, the president and CEO of Bentley Mills. Ralph, how you doing?
Doing great, Kent. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I want to talk about this Lone Star acquisition of Bentley. I know it's been finalized now. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Before we get into that, let's just start out talk about Bentley Mills for a minute. Most people know Bentley Mills, West Coast commercial carpet company, with also a line of LVT, I might add. Tell us a little bit about business conditions with you out there now.
Thanks, Kemp. We've just finished up 2016 and are working on finishing up our budgets for 2017. Happy to report that we had another fantastic year in 2016. We had our third year of double-digit growth in the business. We were very pleased with how 2016 finished up. We're pretty bullish on 2017 as well. We've finished up our budgets, and we're budgeting high single-digit, low double-digit growth for 2017, which would be our fourth year with, you know, very nice growth. So we finished up 16 good and are very excited about 17.
Well, and that's the kind of activity that attracts the private equity funding people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the brief history. Interface owned Bentley, Prince Street, and Interface sold to Dominus Capital. And Dominus Capital, the partner that was leading that part of it was Mac Bridger. And you actually had worked with Mac at Tandis. It was actually you and Todd Vandercrook and Jim Harley, all Monterey people, had worked in conjunction. So for there with Mac being the private equity funding person, it's been, what, a little over 2 years. And I guess they were pleased and thought it was a good time to maybe look around. And so then Lone Star comes in and is attracted to you. Tell us a little bit about why you think Lone Star was attracted to Bentley.
Well, it was actually, and time flies, Kemp, as you know, it was actually 4 years.
Okay.
So Dominus purchased Bentley from Interface in August of 2012.
Okay.
And Jim, Todd, and myself joined the organization actually in January of 2013. So the Dominus investment was about 4 years, which is, as you know, from a private equity standpoint, that sort of a typical horizon. You know, I can't say enough nice things about Dominus. I mean, they were very, very good partners to us, and we truly looked at them as partners, and they provided us the capital to, with the growth we've experienced the last 4 years, it's allowed us to purchase state-of-the-art tufting equipment,
right,
to update our tile line, to invest in people. So they've been a great partner. You know, with that growth and with the timing, you know, Dominus looked to exit their investment,
mm-hmm,
and we couldn't be happier that Lone Star became part of the fray. And we actually closed last week with Lone Star. So, you know, we have a new private equity partner in Lone Star that, you know, we're very excited about.
What do you think was the attraction for them with Bentley?
We've had some really nice growth. You know, when we did our presentation to Lone Star, you know, we put out an aggressive plan for the next 5 years, how, you know, we can grow further. You know, with that growth, you know, comes capital requirements.
Right.
You know, Lone Star is in a position to where, you know, they can provide us the capital that we need. You know, they're excited about that investment. Probably aware, you know, Lone Star, international firm with dealings all over the world, and I think they have been successful on the European market. They own Balta, which is the, you know, largest residential player in Europe. So they're familiar with the carpet space. They have some other acquisitions in the commercial furnishing side as well. So I think the space was good to them. They had been involved in carpet and had been a good investment for them with that. So I think they just looked at this as to adding to their portfolio of companies.
Yeah, let's talk about Balta. I'm glad you mentioned that. They are, as you mentioned, I mean, you go to Domatex and Balta has almost a whole hall to themselves. They're very large display there because, as you mentioned, they're the largest carpet producer in Europe on the residential side. They also have a little bit of a brand presence on the commercial side with Modulus. So let me just ask you, do you think there's synergies there from a global perspective?
Well, it'll definitely, you know, help us. You know, we're doing, you know, more and more work with national accounts that have offices, be it, you know, in India or Hong Kong, Australia, you name it. So Balta and Lone Star definitely have a international presence that will help us in the marketplace. They do, as you mentioned, Modulus in the U.S. That very nice products. They've grown nicely here in the last couple of years, and we'll evaluate, as I mentioned, the Lone Star deal, all the paperwork finally signed last week. So we'll evaluate that situation, but certainly excited about, you know, being part of, you know, what Modulus offers here in North America.
Yeah, and let me just add, I mentioned this, I think, in an editorial recently, but the great thing about this acquisition is it's a non-strategic acquisition. It's not continued consolidation. Bentley continues to operate a West Coast mill, nimble, out there by itself with your own brand, and you've got the no personnel changes. And with this new investor, you've got just more dollars to spend toward your growth, right?
We look at it, Kemp, is a perfect situation. I mean, no change in management. You know, Jim Harley and myself, Eric Petty, our CFO, so no change in management. You know, we're going to continue to operate as an independent, you know, company here in Southern California. I think, you know, what we've been able to develop over the last few years is a really unique culture in the commercial carpet space. Mm-hmm. And I think Lone Star saw that culture that, you know, we've been able to create here and didn't want to do anything to change that. So, like you mentioned, it's a new private equity partner, mm-hmm. but the same management, the same strategy of going to market that we've had in the past. So we couldn't be happier as a organization here in Southern California that the Lone Star acquisition worked out the way it has. Although it's been very new relationship, they've been fantastic about what are your needs to continue to grow the business. And, you know, we've already sat down with them and put a five-year plan in place on, you know, how we hope to continue to grow. We're very excited about that.
Well, congratulations on getting that done. One last quick question before I let you go. As I mentioned a minute ago, I don't believe there's a carpet company out there that doesn't also have an offering in LVT. And I know you've added a line of LVT products. How's that going?
It's going really, really well, Kent. We're finding with, you know, a lot of the business we do that, you know, we're not as big as some of the bigger guys that are out there that we compete against, but where we have jobs that carpet's being specified and LVT's a part of it, it's been a nice tag on, you know, with that. You know, we're very pleased with that. We think it's another area that we have potential to grow that perhaps we haven't grown that as much as we have some of the other things with carpet, but we see that as a nice potential the next couple of years, and we're actually doubling our SKU count this year with what we're looking at with LVT. So it's been very successful.
Okay, great. Well, Ralph, it's great to talk to you and catch up with you on you completing this Lone Star acquisition. Again, we're talking to Ralph Grogan, the president and CEO of Bentley Mills, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.